House lawmakers voted overwhelmingly this week to pass the biggest public lands bill in over a decade. The Senate approved it easily last month. The Natural Resources Management Act now goes to the president's desk, and if he signs it, 700,000 acres of new wilderness will be protected around the country. 600 miles of rivers will be preserved. And it will block new mining claims on 30,000 acres of land around Yellowstone National Park, resolving a controversy that's been simmering there for decades. Joining me now is Caroline Bird, Executive Director of the Greater Yellowstone Coalition in Bozeman, Montana. Caroline, hi.
Oh, thank you, Peter. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, yeah, and this bill must be pleasurable for you as well. You've been fighting mining claims around Yellowstone for years.
That's right. No, it's a huge, huge success for us. We are ecstatic. We're over the moon about it.
Well, what kind of interest has there been around the park for new mines in recent years that you've been trying to fight?
Well, you know, they pop up every decade or so. In the 90s, we fought off a big gold mining effort outside of Cook City in the northeast corner of the park. But these gold proposals, these gold mining efforts popped up about 4 years ago. And they came to our attention the summer of 2015. And at first, we're like, well, is this really even anything to be concerned about? And then we kind of looked under the hood and saw on the mining company's website, of all places, they had shown everything that they had planned for a giant gold mine up Emigrant Gulch, which is, an incredibly beautiful valley right in the Paradise Valley. Emigrant Creek drains into the Yellowstone River. Mm. It's a really outstanding piece of wild country. And the thought of a giant industrial gold mine on the flanks of Paradise Valley, 16 miles from Yellowstone, was just unthinkable. So that's when we really mobilized. And not long after that, another gold proposal popped up on Crevice Mountain, literally on the border of Yellowstone. So we found ourselves with our hands full, kind of battling off these two gold mining proposals.
There must be a lot of gold out there.
Well, there's gold. There's definitely gold, but sadly, it's also associated with an ore body, or its chemistry is such that the gold that we have around Yellowstone is always going to have acid mine drainage. It's always going to be a pollution for water. It's always going to be an industrial mess. There's no way of mining this gold without having permanent pollution.
Well, there's a company called Lucky Minerals that was the latest to seek a permit for gold mining around there. That was in 2017. Does this bill, or will this bill, completely block access that these companies have to the land? I mean, is this the end of it?
Well, we certainly hope so. This bill permanently blocks mineral exploration on all public lands, on the national forest lands. There's still some private inholdings within that public land, but especially for Emigrant Gulch, you can't have the massive scale of gold mining that they were proposing without the public lands. So yes, it should chase away Lucky Minerals forever.
This public lands bill in general was gigantic. We mentioned some of the things that it will do to protect wilderness across the entire country, not just mining around Yellowstone. But it was a very rare bipartisan victory in Congress. I want to play some tape from Montana Congressman Greg Gianforte, who is a Republican, who was calling for it last September.
I know this legislation may be unpopular with some of my colleagues. This bill, however, represents something Congress is supposed to do: decide when to withdraw areas from mining. I hope my colleagues share my guiding principles of keeping public lands in public hands, expanding public access to them, and trusting our local communities to know what's best.
Well, it turns out that it wasn't that unpopular after all. The House passed it this week 363-62. Why do you think that even Republicans, who are very strong advocates for mining on public land, why did they get behind this bill?
You know, I think that speaks volumes. One, it shows the power of Yellowstone. Like, you don't mess with Yellowstone. the power of public lands. And you know, in the West, public lands are our identity. We are wedded to our outdoors. They are the drivers of our economy and our lifestyles. And it's the power of community. I mean, from day one, the community came together around fending off these mine proposals, all sides of the aisle, all elected officials from county commission all the way up to our two senators and representative. Nobody was in favor of this mine because they knew that actually this mine was a job killer. Our economy, Paradise Valley, the gateways to Yellowstone, are driven by recreation, tourism, our remarkable landscapes, wildlife, clean water. Gold mines don't mix with that.
So you had environmentalists along with people like hunters who wanted to use the land and keep it preserved for their own interests.
Absolutely. Had it just been the environmentalists, we wouldn't have won. Mm. We won because everybody knows that Yellowstone is more precious than gold.
Well, that is Caroline Bird, executive director of the Greater Yellowstone Coalition, celebrating this massive public lands bill that now goes to the president's desk. He is expected to sign it. Caroline, thanks for your time.
Thank you.